Hi, it's your girl Estra Almond, and today I'm gonna be telling you guys a story. Yeah, so I was going to this church. It's the headquarters is in Kumasi, but they have a branch here in Accra. So most of the Kumasi people were hustling here. They do go to that church. And you know those American church, everybody's behaving as if they know more than you and all of that. So I was going. It's a church. It's like this AME kind of like church. Yeah, we're kind of like, you know those church. But this one is just tree church and all of that. So I was going to the church, and there's this young pastor who came. He's not really that young. I don't think he's really that young, but I think he will be in his late 30s and all of that. So he does these programs where, you know, casting demons, your enemies from your father's place, enemies from your mother's place, Eve waters and all of that. So he was doing all those type of programs and all of that. So I was going, you know, as a young girl, you don't know. So that day there was a renovation that was going on in the church. So I was passing by. So I was like, they're renovating our church. So I got into the church. So when I got in there and he saw me, was like, oh, what you saying? I was like, oh, I'm good, I'm fine. He was like, oh, nice. Then we were talking, one thing led to another. So I told him that I was going home in his office. So I think the office, they were painting the office. So I just got, I was like, oh, the color is very nice. Even the workers were outside, so we were kind of like coming in and going out. So I was like, no. Then I told him, oh, I was even going to buy something, so I had to really pass by to know what was going on. He was like, oh, nice. So I was going in, then this pastor, I turned my back, I was going. Then he spanked me. When he spanked me, I'm not talking about he was trying to hit something. I'm talking about he spanked me like, then he pressed my ass. Is he pressed? Is he grabbed? There's a way he did it, but I felt so... I wanted to give him a dirty slap, but I was like, nah, maybe it's a mistake. Then he told me. Then he looked at me and was like, oh, Jai, bruh, are you not the one I'm talking to? Then immediately his voice, he started using that sexual tune for me. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? So I go outside. When I went outside, I met with my friend. And I told my friend that, do you know that this pastor just spanked my ass? My friend was like, is that lie? He was trying to maybe touch something. And I was like, no, he spanked me. I'm talking about he spanked, like, you know, during doggy section, like that spank, like when he's giving it to you and want you to take it more, that power, it calls you a good girl. Like, you know, I just call you, oh, good girl, I keep taking it for daddy. That kind of spank. And I don't know, like, I like to be spanked, but not by a man of God. And I wasn't even attracted to him in any kind of way. So I felt very awkward. So when I was telling my mom, I was like, oh, what were you wearing? I was like, what am I wearing? I'm wearing this. How is this very sexual? How is this sexual? So I felt so pissed. 3 months later, they saw someone giving him head on top of the church building. I think it was the wife who saw him back then. So the wife was yelling, like, oh, like, the woman was just yelling. And I was like, you see what I said? This pastor, like, he's some creepy ass dude. This took me back to when, like, I'm just going to join these two stories together. This took me back to when, what happened? I think someone messaged me and be like, oh, like, babe, Almond, someone wants a voice, you know, a voice over actor and all of that. I know you have a podcast, so definitely you would want to go. So I went to a set place in Accra, the industrial area. So that was where I went for the audition. So when I got there, they said, oh, we like your accent. We want you to be part of our team and all of that. Back then, I didn't tell them that I have a podcast. So I sat in the room. They said, okay, Can you please, first of all, they told me to send a, an audition audio of me reading something, reading a line or two. So I sent it to them. They were like, oh my God, we love it. We feel like you're natural. We want to see you at the office tomorrow. So I got my Uber driver. Normally when I'm going to places, I don't know, I do take an Uber driver that is going to take me there and bring me back home. So we were at the office, we were at the studio, so they gave him a line, so I started reading. So he told me that I was reading too fast, as if I was casting, I'm a newscaster. So I was like, how am I going to read it? He said, read it with passion. Mind you, it was Kit's book. That is even one of the most, like, the most mind-blowing part of this thing. So I was like, okay. I was reading it. I said, oh, you're too slow. Read it, like, be more confident. I was reading it. And so another guy came in. The guy said, oh, he's the editor and he likes me. And the guy came in. I was reading it. And the guy was like, oh, my God, who? I smell something. Oh, my God, are you the one wearing the perfume? I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, my God, I should come. Then I got closer to him. Then this guy had my breath and started sniffing me. I'm talking about sniffing to eat me. I'm talking about that sniffing, like, it's as if you want to take off my clothes and just, you know, put me on the table and just fuck the shit out of me. So I was feeling a bit, you know, like, uneasy. I was like, can I please go back to what I'm reading? He said, no. Can you please tell us the name of what you're using? And like, just please tell us. Tell us. Oh, my God. So how is that? Then I was like, I have a podcast. Can you guys go through one of my episodes to see, maybe you find the one, maybe I can read later. Then they went through, the minute they went into my podcast, they went to the erotic sections. Bam! My anonymous neighbor, that was what they went to. And they were seeing me talking about all this sexual stuff I was doing. Oh my goodness. This pervert, they wanted to bring out their dick and jerk off. So I keep on testing my Uber driver, please do not leave me, be on the premises, please do not leave me. If I don't come out the next 30 minutes, please come inside, come and take me, please. And these guys were like, oh my God, she's a fast one, I love her lips, look at how she's reading it. Oh my God, look at those lips. Oh fuck. Read it again. Read it now more passionately. Mind you, it was for a kid's book. And they were like, oh my God, and you smell so good. Wow. You smell so good. They asked me, I use a Blue Sea Vaseline. He said, Blue Sea Vaseline? Which one? They went on Google. They started checking the name of my perfume and the name of my Vaseline and all of that. So they were like, oh my God. I was feeling some type of way. I was like, okay, can I go home? And they were like, you're going to hear from us. You're going to hear, we feel like we can do more work with you. So when I was going, so the main person called me into his office and was kind of like telling me some bull crap of things. You know, those bray, like saying all sorts of things. And I was like, can I go? And the funny thing is that when I'm sad, when I'm happy, my nipples are always hard. So my nipples are so fucking hard. So I think they feel like I wanted to really do it. So the guy was like, can I have dinner with you? I said, I don't mix business with pleasure. If you want pleasure, I'll give you pleasure. But if you want business, I do strictly business. And mind you, I'm not interested in the pleasure because I'm in a relationship. And he was like, I understand. Why is it that my questions are mostly very straight and all of that? I feel like I have a war. I said, I don't have a war. You brought me here to read something and all of a sudden you guys are kind of like taking the thing elsewhere. We're losing focus of what we came here to do. And the guy was like, okay, you hear from me, but I really want to have dinner with you. I said, I don't like going out. I don't want to have dinner with you. So when I was going, he said, oh, come give me a hug. He's just going to step out of my office like that. So when I was giving him he pressed my chest. Oh, my God. Like, he pressed me, like, to, like, you know, the boobs. I don't know how you guys do it. Like, I was like, so I came out. When I came out, I felt used. I felt used. So when I came out, I immediately called my boyfriend. I was like,
babe, this is what happened. And he was so fucking pissed. He was like, he was going to stomp he was going to send people there to go fight them. I was like, no, I don't want that. I'm embarrassed. So I told a fellow woman about what has happened. Do you know what the woman said to me? The woman said, what did you wear? Like, what did you wear? I don't know. Sex appeal, like, what did you wear? Imagine a 12 years old girl who knows nothing about anything getting raped, and you're asking a 12 years old girl, what did you wear? I was sexually aroused. Instead of you checking out, looking out for me, making sure I was okay, you asked me, what did I wear? This is the reason, because we Africans are so fucking judgmental. I feel like this is one of the major reasons why when women are being tempered with, we don't come out to say things, because the first thing they will say, that maybe it's because of this or social things. And believe me, I was dressing so decent because I was going to an office. Because I was going to an office complex. It wasn't only that office that was there. There were a lot of offices there. And it was so far, industrial area. I wore my heels. I wore a nice shirt. Like, as if I was working at this Ecobank or so. I covered my cleavage. Nothing was showing. The only crime I committed was just to smell good. And because of that, I've not been able to go for another audition. Most times people call me that, oh my God, we want to see you. An opportunity came recently and somebody was like, my boss want to see you in the studio. Immediately I heard studio, my mind began to race. My mind began to race like, oh my God, this thing is going to happen again. This thing is going to happen again. Even in the most safest place, I still feel like I'm not protected enough. And imagine if I was desperate, that guy would have eaten me, believe me. And I will not get the job. He has eaten me. Nothing. So I went back home for almost like a year. I didn't touch anything about podcasts because I felt like anything I'm going to do on this podcast is definitely going to be sexualized. It's definitely going to be sexualized. From the pastor to this fucking guy who wanted to give me the job. And it was kind of like he was trying to use some techniques for me about what he has been through and all of that. And me too, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Is that what are we coming to talk about, your life history and all of that? Desperate girls in this Accra, they will eat you, sir. They will eat you. So because of that, doing stuff, especially recording for someone, especially going to places, even photography, I had to stop doing all of that because I felt so used. When I came out, I felt so dirty. Like, it's not like anything other than the touching, they were touching me. But I just felt powerless. I felt like I needed somebody to just fight for me. But rather they were asking me, what did you wear? What did you wear? That is the word. What did you wear?